No pets for Valentine's Day. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, Valentine's Day is big business for the floral industry, but much of those flowers originate in other countries.
The biggest producers or the biggest importers that we have in the United States for cut flowers is Colombia, by far, followed behind by Ecuador.
That's Vernon Ferrey with Customs and Border Protection in Miami, who says it's their job to ensure that nobody, especially our farmers, get a buggy surprise with their flower arrangement.
It's our job in order to make sure that the product that's coming in is clean, that it's free of any pests that could do any harm to the agriculture crops here in the United States, forest crops, or rangeland.
Foray says as long as the detected pests are already established here in the States, it's not that big a deal. But
it's those pests that are not established here in the United States that if they actually do get in, may not be any natural predators, there may not be anything that would prevent them from continuing to populate and may cause economic harm to our agriculture crops and rangeland.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.